102 Jams, the hip-hop station. Three Live Crew is the show. 8:37, 23 minutes till 9 o'clock. You got B-Dot here. You got Roxy in the building.
Hey.
Big Drink in this thing.
Hey, what up with it?
And we got a real gangster in here. Can I say that? Can I reference?
I'm cool with it.
Or ex-gangster, however you want to do it. We have the real Freeway Rick Ross in the building, man. Rick Ross is here with us. I met him yesterday at the Bike Fest. Mm-hmm. And I will say, off the rip, and I saw this in the book, so I feel like I can say this. I read this in the foreword, as a matter of fact. I was a bit shocked at your stature. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just expected a guy who made millions and millions and millions of dollars selling dope in California. I just thought you would have more of a physically intimidating presence. Yeah. But you just a real mild mannered, just real cool dude. Is this how you've always been?
Yeah, always, always. And people always said that. You know, a couple guys in L.A., when I go by and meet their mothers for the first time, and these are like shot callers from different sets, you know, and their mom be like, wow, I thought you was a great big man like my son.
Yes.
And no, it wasn't nothing like that. I mean, you know, they say big things come in small packages, man.
They do say that. That's usually in porn. Yeah. I've heard that. But you know what I'm saying? But we got Rick Ross in the
building.
You
silly man.
You got a book out. I'm actually starting on the book. I was telling them earlier, Roxy, you had stepped out for a second, but like the first 15 pages documents the first time he saw murder. He was 6 years old. And who killed who, Rick?
My mom killed my uncle.
Her brother. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man.
My uncle was kind of like my father, you know, because I didn't really know my father. At that time, I didn't know my father at all. So my uncle had been, he had become like the man in my life, you know, and to see him laying on the floor and gasping for breath, and it was like pretty traumas.
I bet. Roxy was impressed because she found out she got wind. How'd you even get wind of the whole snowfall thing, Rock?
I think I saw people talking about it online.
Okay.
I saw people talking about it on Twitter, what a good show it was.
Okay. Now, Jay Flex, he's our music guy here, his head DJ. He'll be here in a second. I definitely got to introduce you to him because he put me on Snowfall.
Oh, no doubt.
And I've only seen like one episode, and I begged Roxy last night, please at least watch one episode. Did you do that?
I did.
Did you enjoy it?
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
What is your relationship with the Snowfall show that's on FX?
Well, John Singleton bought my book when it first came out, lawyers are saying right now that that's my show. I'm boycotting Snowfall.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no clue why.
Well, for John to know me, I got John's number in my phone. He got my number in his phone. And for him to do a show about L.A. selling drugs with a guy that was connected with the CIA, I mean, it's too closely related to my story. For him not to have called me and said, Rick, you know, we want you to be a producer, and he knows I'm in the film too.
Mm-hmm.
So for him not to call me and offer me a job or to say, you know, Rick, I want to work with you, was disrespectful. You know, but now, like Roxy said, everybody's talking about it online, you know, everybody's saying it's my show. So I guess they must have been hitting that FX up as well, and now they want to have a meeting with me and sit down and talk about me coming on the set and starting to help out. But it's kind of, you know, a little bit late.
How about this?
Like, are you going to sue for them using your likeness?
I don't know. Lawyers are talking about it, you know, but I haven't made up my mind which way, because I'm still working on my own show. I feel that the people need the Rick Ross show. They need to know exactly what happened in my life, because so many young people, even though they don't know me personally or my story personally, they know about my story from other people.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, like, what don't we know? You sold a lot of drugs, you made a lot of money, you went to jail for a long time, and now you realize the folly of your ways.
But they think that's the rapper did that.
Yeah, no, gosh. Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. They think it's the big guy whose name is
like
Rick
when you
Ross.
Say the Rick Ross show, they're automatically gonna think the big guy that likes the wings.
No doubt.
How did that whole situation play out anyway? Are you still upset with Rick Ross?
No. I've reached out and asked him, let's do something together. Like when I first talked to him on the phone, you know, when I was in prison, I was like, man, you can do some big things together. You know, but what I notice about most people is that they don't respect my mind. You know, they respect what I did in the 80s, but they don't respect who I am today, you know, and the knowledge that I brought from the streets. And, you know, when I was in prison, I went to prison illiterate, but I didn't come out that way. When I came out of prison, I read over 300 books I read 14 books on marketing. I don't know how many books on management, the philosophy of business. I'm on a different level.
Right.
And most people haven't recognized that yet. You know, they see me and they don't really understand, you know, what I can do.
Sadly, this demographic, the aura and the stories that you have about your life are bigger than probably what you want to get across now. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially in this genre, like hip hop and just the whole, just the mystique of it.
No
like
doubt.
You're Rick Ross.
It looks that way from right now.
Yeah.
Because nothing has really transpired. But I met with the four most powerful guys in Hollywood a week out of prison. You know, people that I never heard of and never knew. And what I found out is that it's my philosophy of business. You know, it's not that I was selling cocaine that was really the dramatic thing. You know, somebody would have to say, well, how could a guy start with $125 and get so high in the game? Well, it was my philosophy of business, just like I'm doing right now. I mean, how do I know John Singleton? Mm-hmm. I've been in jail 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to hear about John Singleton when I was in prison, read about him in the newspapers, watch him on TV. But how was I able to meet this guy? Well, I've learned a philosophy that I can get to anybody that I want to get to.